Fiona Ritchie here with the Thistle and Shamrock. Alan Stavell gets us started this week. The inspirational Breton harper and composer and multi-instrumentalist has been responsible for the revival of the Celtic harp in Brittany and helped spark its renaissance and musical development throughout the world. That was Alan Stavell with the rhythm of a Breton andro woven through his new music there. And the strings of small harps are the threads around which much of today's most innovative contemporary Celtic music has been fabricated. All this on an instrument that predates the bagpipes by around six centuries and is linked with the most ancient traditions of Ireland, Scotland, Brittany, Wales and other Celtic-rooted regions. Over the next hour, we'll hear Celtic harps as melody instruments, solo and in combinations, harps as accompaniment to voices and other instruments, harps as pace setters in a journey of discovery in which traditions are both reinforced and transformed. Who's here for all this? Well, Wendy Stewart, Moya Brennan, Kim Robertson, The Poozies, Alan Stavell again, and more, including William Jackson, who wrote music for the words of an ancient prayer collected by Alexander Carmichael in Carmina Gadelica. That's the Pure Land. Mary McInnes to sing it. But this is Savona Stevenson's writing and harp playing first. She's joined by Davy Spillan for Calman the Wolf. Thank you.
مغبون عن سول مهار خرويش مي عن سول نبيه كيانيش مي عن سول نسبيريج أغلانيش مي لك
thank you.
Grania Hambly with the Crib of Perches and Garrett Barry's. William Jackson was joined by Gaelic singer Mary McInnes for The Pure Land, and Savona Stevenson got that set started with Calm and the Dove. Davy Spillane joined her on Pipes and Whistles. All harp-led music from three of today's innovative players and composers for whom the ancient Celtic harp is the key tool in the crafting of contemporary Celtic music. Let's hear from Wendy Stewart next. She uses a Bohemian harp in the solo set of a 6-8 and some jigs she plays for us, in between accompaniment on her usual clarsach or Scottish harp of Catherine Ann McPhee first, the Gaelic singer, and of her former band members in Kilbeg, including the late Davy Steele, for the Jacobite epic Johnny Cope. Teacher, composer, singer and harper, Wendy Stewart first with Catherine Ann McPhee.
Ich Johnny Cope, the Dunbar camp folks bearded him. Was all your men, the deal confirmed me a denny ken. I left them all in the morning. Faith, called Johnny, I got sick of flag with their big claymore and their fella beg. If I face them again, they'll break my legs. So I wish you all good morning. Hey, Johnny Cope, are you walking yet? Or are your drums a-beaten yet? Can you wear walking? I will wait to gang to the coals in the morning. Truth no, Johnny, ye are now bleed to come when you's, oh, you're in defeat and leave your men in sick a state, see early in the morning. Hey, Johnny Cope, are you walking yet? Or are your drums a-beaten yet? Can you wear walking? I will wait to gang to the coals in the morning.
Thank you.
Wendy Stewart's harp strings resonated through the music there as she played solo, joined Catherine Ann McPhee and Kjølbæg. Also from the remarkably varied, innovative Scottish harp scene comes Wendy's contemporaries, Patsy Seddon and Mary McMaster, and we're going to be hearing them as part of the four-piece lineup, The Pusies. Also, the inspirational Irish harper Moya Brennan, and from the US, the influential Kim Robertson. Around its most ancient instrument, a fascinating new Celtic music takes form. Stay with us for more harp music and check our website for programme playlist details. It's all available at thistleradio.com. And this is NPR. Fiona Ritchie here still, and glad you are too, since we have vocalist Maeve, harper Kim Robertson, and a figure from Irish music who would have been an inspirational force for both these artists. From Clannad, Moya Brennan, here with Harp Song. Thank you. Kim Robertson with Comb Your Hair and Curl It. Irish vocalist Maeve wrote music for her rendition of a text from Shakespeare's play The Tempest. Anne-Marie O'Farrell accompanying her on harp, and Moya Brennan of Clannad came first with Harp Song, which would have served well as a subtitle for this week's edition of Thistle, where the harps are indeed singing and their notes ring out across new territory for Celtic instrumental and vocal music, and they reverberate between the ancient traditions from which this music grew and the refreshing sounds they have helped to pioneer. Patsy Seddon and Mary McMaster are two harpers who have demonstrated how versatile the instrument can be in melody and accompaniment. Listen as the harp almost becomes a bass guitar in their twin harp anchoring of the music of the Pusies.
Thank you. chanla o hyri yo ro hyvor o o hyri yo gurbek mai yri vo hit o hyri yo ro hyvor o o hyri yo smiri kayeta hyli jo hyri yo ro hyvor o o
Oh,
Pusies with Sunny and The Great Debate, but no arguments about the quality of this week's music, led by some of the best harp players from across Scotland, Ireland, Brittany and over to the US. And from Brittany, Alan Stivell returns before our time is up here on Thistle. You've been listening to The Thistle and Shamrock with me, Fiona Ritchie. It comes to you each week from Scotland. At our website, you can find lots of information about our radio programmes and this music. There are playlists there, and we'll be adding the one for this week's programme within just a couple of days. Just follow the playlist link at thistleradio.com. Appropriate that this week's programme begins and ends with Alan Stivell. Here is Brittany's great artist with In the Breton Highlands. From the edge of the Scottish Highlands, I'll look for your company once again next week. For now, it's Alan Stivell.
Thank you.
music online at thistleradio.com. The Thistle and Shamrock radio programme is a service mark of Fiona Ritchie. Support for NPR comes from the Annie E. Casey Foundation, developing solutions to support strong families and communities for America's children. Newman's Own Foundation, giving all profits from Newman's Own to charity and pursuing the common good for over 30 years. And the William T. Grant Foundation, supporting research to improve the lives of young people. Online at wtgrantfoundation.org. This is NPR Music.